Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Foster the Podcast, episode 31. Foster the Podcast, the official show of comedian Justin Foster and self-help guru Christy Marie. Another classic episode for you guys this week. I know everybody was thinking, Justin, your show's great and all, but when are you going to do an episode that involves revenge, deceit, Nazis, and catfishing? Well, wait no more, you guys. This week contains all that as our guest actress Ariel Washington comes in and tells us a story about how she once dated a guy with a swastika tattooed on his chest and the elaborate scheme she executed to get back at him when he broke her heart. Also, guest starring, return guest from episode 19, Is That Your Little Girl? Erin Morosky returns to the show this week. Make sure you check out Erin's improv troupe online, DuchessRiot.com. Check out Ariel on Twitter, Ariel Was Here. And also check out my website, justincomic.com. It has all my brand new tour dates. I'm starting a brand new tour. Right now we got Texas, we got California, Vegas, and I'm going to be adding a lot more real soon. Justincomic.com is the website. Also check out the official show's website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download old episodes, comment on the blog. We've got pictures up on there and how you guys can get involved and donate to the show, fosterthepodcast.com. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/fosterthepodcast, and be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes. If you haven't already, go to iTunes, search Foster the Podcast, subscribe, give us a good rating, share us with your friends, let them know what you're listening to. Here's you guys another hilarious episode starring Ariel Washington and guest starring Erin Morosky, episode 31. This one's called, No, It's Okay. Enjoy. Three girls. There's a lot of estrogen in this room right now. I feel good about it. I feel we got to balance it out.
What? Because every 10th episode, we throw a chick in there? And it's not just me listening to dicks trying to get laid?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
There's a lot of dicks trying to get laid on this show.
Right. Unsuccessfully, right. As I've noticed most of the time.
Even if it is successful, it never ends quite well.
Right. Yeah. It's never a happy ending, regardless.
Speaking of chicks trying to get laid, you have...
Uh-oh.
You have what? A good story for us.
I do.
Which I've heard it, but those two haven't. So
yeah, you've heard part of it.
Right.
You heard some, like, teaser trailers, as I like to call it.
Right.
Nice.
When I was 20, I was dating around, and long story
dating
short...
Around.
You grew up in what? You grew up in Vegas.
Term.
I grew up in Vegas, yeah.
Okay, so you were dating
Las Vegas.
Around.
I was dating around in Las Vegas.
Right.
Just dating around.
I was dating around, and I met this guy... And it turns out he had a swastika tattoo, and we ended up still dating.
Wow. So your standards weren't yet really
set. I like to call it daddy issues.
If that's not offensive enough, just so everyone knows, Ariel is a very lovely black woman.
So, all right, so you got to back up, though. What? So you guys are making out, you guys are hooking up, you take his shirt off.
Needed a clan meeting.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They had really good chicken.
Was there any sort of hesitation on his part? Like, hold on real quick before you take the
No,
shirt
there
off.
Was no warning. Like, literally, I met this guy, we hit it off the first time, and then we went out again, and by the third time, I went back to his apartment,
sure.
And we were making out on the couch, and mind you, he's like, on top of me on the couch, and I've got my legs wrapped around. So there's like
it's
UFC.
Intimate.
This would be like a done move. Like, there's no getting out of that.
Right.
And one thing leads to another. And I think I took off his shirt, and then all of a sudden, it was just like,
and there it is.
It was just like staring me in the face. Like
where was the
up,
tattoo
on his chest?
On his chest.
Right
on
his chest. That's so he wanted you to take off the shirt and be like, behold.
I don't know if I was just so good he forgot, or if he was like, you know what, let's rip this off like a Band-Aid.
Right.
And just...
Probably
like,
the
just
one.
Throw... He just jump into the
were
pool.
Black, yes?
He
wasn't,
did.
Like, blind.
I know
or...
it's hard to tell, you
okay.
know?
Okay.
But, yeah. Sure.
Okay, so shirt's off. Swastika staring at you in the face. Was he kind of like, yeah, so, that's a thing.
The funny thing is he saw my face and I was like, I immediately started calculating like, okay, if I can push him off really quickly, my purse is right there. The door's right there. I can.
Oh my God.
Escape route.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, how am I going to do this? Oh, this is how I die. Like, this is how I die. Tell my mom I love her.
This is all planned.
I was like, this is how I die. Right. They're doing
full of
this
racist
now.
White guy.
Right.
But, his first words to me, he was like, no, it's okay. And I was like, no,
it's not.
A conversation should be had. Like, just, you know, this is done really quickly. Like,
right. I feel, and I've had this conversation with people before, like guys who have like really like small penises or like a really weird scar. You should be like, hey, when you take these articles of clothing, there's going to be something there that you may or may not be into. I just want to let you know in advance. I feel a swastika on the chest should be a pre-date conversation.
Yeah, that should have been a pre-first date. He had three dates to ease me into that.
I'd say second.
No, when you're dating a black girl and you have a swastika tattoo,
there's special circumstances.
Seen American History X? That's a funny movie, right?
Speaking of that movie, I like the justification too of like just saying no, it's okay. It's like that just covers it. Like, oh, you go to his freezer and there's a body in there. It's like no, it's okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay, cool. No questions asked then.
In all fairness, Aaron still would have slept with him because she would have felt bad that he had already taken her out twice.
No, he took his shirt off already. Right, and like, I don't want him to feel bad about his body.
Right, so we're all on board. We're all on board.
Yeah, we're all on board. So, so he says it's okay. And I'm like, nah, not really. And we sit on the couch, me on one end of it, honestly. And him like in the middle, like awkwardly, he's like, yeah, you know, when I was 16, I got it. My friends dared me to get it and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that doesn't sound like.
No.
I think it was a racist dare. Like, yeah, brother, you wouldn't get that tattoo. And he was like, I bet I would. I don't know why I'm giving him that accent. He's from Jersey. But when you have a swastika tattoo, you're immediately Southern.
Right. Instantly. Instantly, no matter what.
All apologies to our Southern listeners, by the way.
Sorry.
First of all, if you get something tattooed like on a dare, you don't get a swastika. You know,
you get Tweety Bird. Right, you don't get a swastika tattoo on your chest.
You get Betty Boop on your tramp stamp.
And it wasn't a small one. It was like a big, like, huge tattoo. Yeah. And then he was like, and then his second back pedal was like, well, you know, in ancient India, this was like, used to be a sign of peace. And I was like, straight up and down and not with an eagle.
Right.
That was a dead black guy hanging from it.
You just always have to kind of stand to the side to make that be true. You have to have scoliosis to make that one work, buddy.
You get taco neck syndrome. Like, now it's peaceful. But I love that he was like, in ancient India, this is a sign of peace. I was like, yeah, in recent Germany, it's not.
Right.
Open history.
It just shows that he's had to explain this several times.
I'm wondering if, like,
he's
now
pulling
out
his list. No, didn't buy that. All right. Well,
So after a while, like, obviously we didn't have sex that night because I was like, okay. I was like, is this like some like fuck a black girl merit badge thing that you're doing? Or like, is this like a level that you're trying to achieve?
Right.
Is this a fetish?
Yeah. I'm like, what is this? He's like, no, that's my past, blah, blah, blah. And mind you, he's Sicilian.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Yeah. He was a Sicilian from New Jersey with a swastika tattoo.
Right.
I make great choices.
Okay.
And so later on, we're still talking and stuff.
Wait, you slept with him?
No, not that night.
So after that, you guys stayed in contact?
Yeah. We're still technically friends to this day.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
But,
it's going to be fun for him to listen to.
Right. Yeah, I might block him from this one because the second half of the story, he has never heard.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Good.
Interesting.
I'm already all in.
Can you tell?
So, you know, we hang out, and I figure, you know, in my mind, I rationalize it as, like, if we want people to change and believe people can change, then when they do, how can we not believe them and give them a chance?
Fair.
Mm-hmm. It's just hypocritical.
Okay.
So we date, and a lot of times we, like, go down on the strip in Las Vegas and walk around or places like that. If you've ever been in an interracial relationship, you know that a lot of times when a black girl's with a white guy, groups of black guys will always say something when you pass them.
Right.
Things not sometimes.
Like, yo, why you...
I'm going to go 100% of the time.
Yeah, pretty much. I was trying to, like, be nice, but yeah.
Right.
And they're always like, yo, why you with Slim Shady? Oh, that white boy can't, blah, blah, blah. And every time Frank would be like, yo, I'm going to fight this dude. I'm going to fight this. And I'm like, whatever you do, don't take off your shirt.
Please.
Please don't take off. That's going to reflect very poorly on me. Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, dear God, just
that
don't let.
I really pissed him off.
I'm like, whatever you do, don't rip his shirt. I bought him that. Special. Just the face.
It's a good shirt.
Not like you're not worried he's going to get like killed. No, you're just like, that's going to look bad on me.
Well, the interesting thing is that what's been going on recently is that they've come up with a thing called lasers that actually remove right. tattoos
but
in their entirety.
It's super yeah. expensive.
Yes.
But I feel like it's worth it. He just didn't have the money. Okay. But recently, okay. I hadn't talked to him for a while, and I was like looking through his Facebook pictures, and there's like one picture, you know, post workout that all guys do.
Sure. Right.
And his tattoo was like covered with, like, he had gotten nice. A new void stamp tattooed over it, which I thought was cool. Right. Like, acknowledges that he was a fucking idiot.
Oh, right.
Okay. And
right.
that he doesn't nice. Believe in that. And I never asked him to do that. I was like, cool for you. That's
right.
Yeah, you didn't have a problem with it. It was the 9 black chicks he dated after you.
Right. I was going to say, that's the kind of thing I feel like you should start an Indiegogo campaign for, right? Like, if you have a swastika
yeah,
on your
I
chest
would.
And you say you can't afford it, I would give money towards that.
Absolutely.
That would be absolutely. A great commercial. Like, yeah. hi, help my Sammy. Name is Frank, and I'm his girlfriend, Ariel.
And I used to hate Jews. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I like?
The best.
Hate Jews? Black chicks.
So yes.
Today. Mm-hmm. And if you add L, you'll get this free special t-shirt.
1-888-77 Oops.
Mm-hmm. You guys have water parks in Vegas. I'm assuming you guys never took a trip down there.
It was closed by the time this happened. Between this, yeah, I would have been like, nah, we don't need to swim.
Most uncomfortable water park ever.
Right.
I would just like
no beach, no outdoors.
More, like, right.
A sweater. Like, just wear this. It's
a gigantic
a wetsuit. He just swims in a wetsuit.
So did he ever meet your mom?
He came to my house a couple
with times. A turtleneck on.
Yeah, he had a shirt on every time.
How long did you guys end up dating for?
We were together a few months.
Okay.
And then there's this chick he knew, which I should have seen this coming because guys like this with swastikas always have big issues.
Right.
And there's this chick he knew that had broken up with her boyfriend. They had had a breakup. And I guess he had something for her a while back, and he was like, I'm going to take my shot. And I'm like, oh, you're a dick. Do you know I put my neck out on the line for you with my race?
So he left you for his ex?
Not even his ex.
For his friend's
his
ex.
His friend's ex. Some girl that he knows.
Okay. Oh, so you guys are dating, and he tells you, oh, by the way,
yeah.
I like no this shit. Chick better, I'm out.
Yeah. Nice. He was like, you know, we were in that phase where you haven't determined it, but it's pretty determined. Like,
yeah.
How mad were you? Like, I overlooked a lot of shit.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I've overlooked things for a lot of guys, but this is right. by far the biggest right. thing I've yeah. ever overlooked. Right. You met my mom with a swastika on your chest, and you're going to leave me for some other chick? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And you know, at 20, you're stupid, and so you decide to do that whole, we can still be friends, I'm cool with it. Like, you know, you try to stay strong. And I remember one day he invited me over to his house to show me something. He was like, oh, yeah, I want to show you something. And it was a bouquet of flowers for her. And he was like asking me if I liked them or if I thought they were cool, whatever.
What?
He had never bought me flowers. And I was like, that was the moment. Like, if this was a movie, camera would have zoomed in through my eye and saw my brain and just synapses would have just
yeah.
started firing. And then it would have zoomed out. I snapped. I was just like, oh, those are cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went home, and I'm pretty sure it was the same day.
Wait, hold on. So I'm guessing this is the part of the story he...
This is the part he does not know.
Okay. What the movie in my mind looks like from what you just said is that you're like, oh, yeah, those are going to be really sweet. But then it, like, goes into your head, and you're just picking up the flowers and, like,
yeah.
smashing
yeah.
them on the ground all over.
The house down.
Yeah, right. pretty
like
much.
Like, Carrie in Sex in the City when she sees Big. Like, how could you do this to me?
Right.
Yeah. Flowers everywhere.
I was seeing Carrie from the movie where she just puts a chair in front of the door and lights the apartment on fire.
Yeah,
pretty much, yeah.
That one, too. That one,
so
too.
Carrie's a little funny.
Yeah, any Carrie in a history of film would work in this instance. So I go home, and I don't know why. This was in the time of MySpace.
Okay.
Back when that was relevant.
Wow. Oh,
so I was like, how can I hurt him? Because I can't be this sad.
Took him out of her top five.
No. It's even, I wish that was as far as I went. It was like to the point, like for 2 weeks, I was like sad after we broke up. Like, you know, when you cry and you don't even know what's happening, you're like, oh, what is this? So I was like, there's no way I'm going to be sad and he gets to be all happy and shit.
Right.
Right.
So I go home and I dig through MySpace and I find a fake profile and I just create some fake girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some pretty chick.
Wait, hold it. You guys both agreed with her real too easily.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so bizarre.
Right. Seems logical.
Oh, yeah. So I create this fake girl, and of course I add like random people or whatever, give her this history. And,
wow, this is, I like this.
Yeah. And then I, became friends with, I think, him first. And after a few days, eased my way into becoming friends with the chick.
Okay.
Oh, his new chick. Okay.
His new chick. And then I became friends with her ex.
Okay.
Cause they were still friends. And over the course of 2 weeks, I eventually convinced her and her ex to get back together. Wow.
Via MySpace?
Via MySpace. They never met me.
Amazing.
That's the long game revenge. I love that, like, the flowers, you were just like, oh, okay, cool. Then you have this whole, like, elaborate plan. That's fucking amazing.
That's like mad scientist amazing. Yeah.
It's like, what is it, the Count of Monte Cristo?
The sad part is the whole time I'm like, I can't believe they're believing this. Like, this girl is like some chick named like Amanda from Aurora, Colorado.
Well, let's not get that specific.
Right.
Yeah. It was like weird shit that like no one would believe. Oh, no, the fake one. She was like from Aurora, Colorado. Right. She was studying business out here. And then they would like, it got to the point where they're like, oh, we should totally hang out. And I'm like, yeah, but I got so much studying for my finals.
What were you majoring in?
Business management.
Right. Were people less picky about, like, I'm pretty picky about who I add as a Facebook friend.
They
so,
were not picky at all.
Yeah,
they
I'm like, I can't imagine.
Chick, and we're like, yeah.
Back
done.
In those days, right. It was a lot different time.
I guess. Right. MySpace was a different time, maybe.
Yeah,
like,
I was
you weren't revealing
before
as much.
Catfishing was cool.
Right. Wow.
You did. I kind of perfected it, I want to say. I don't know if I invented it.
That's pretty good.
But see, I knew when to jump out. Because I, like, a lot of people are like, yo, that's a crazy story. You went crazy. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. But I'm not anymore because I can understand that I snapped.
Right.
Down that road.
I lost it for a bit. And I was like, okay. And once it was all done and they broke up and whatnot, and I was sure that it happened, I like deleted the space. I told them all, my dad for a graduation present is letting me run one of his stores. So I'm moving back home to Colorado and I leave tomorrow.
Delete. Bye forever.
And the best.
What kind of stuff did you do though to get them back together?
Well, first it was just talking about like, oh, you know, it was just like girl talk with her first. Like, she's like, you're so pretty. I think she was like bi-curious, so she was attracted to the girl.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you're so pretty, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a boyfriend? And she's like, I used to, now I'm seeing this old guy. And I'm like, why'd you and your boyfriend break up? And then she told me the problem. I was like, well, you know, I was in a situation like that. That doesn't sound like that big of an issue. I mean, if it's love, if it was true love, how long were you guys together? Wow. And it was just like pushing that whole, like, if you love each other, you got to fight for it.
Wow.
And the best part about it would be like when she finally decided to go back to her ex and I was talking to him, like, you got to fight for your girl, you know, things like that.
See, I totally would have broken character. I would have been like, babe, I know it's bad. But at least your old guy didn't have a swastika tattooed on his chest.
Right. And then, like, when I found out she had broken up with him through
MySpace.
Him, no. Oh.
No, through the
because
guy.
He, like, called me, he's like, I don't know what happened. Things were going so great there, and then all of a sudden she just decides to go back to her boyfriend. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, that's
sucks.
Weird.
Don't it?
Yeah. So you mean you guys are doing well, and then out of the blue, she leaves you for someone else? Where have I? Oh, that. Yeah. I'm sorry for you. That sucks. I don't know. Did she say why? He's like, nah, it's just out of the blue. I was like, all right.
Mission accomplished.
Bummer. Meanwhile, I'm like typing as he's telling me on the phone.
As you sit in a chair stroking cat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're just evil laughing
cat.
In your room.
It was the best feeling ever, and I was like, okay. I could feel like I'm free now.
Right.
Delete.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And go about my life.
Like it never happened.
Mm-hmm. And I've never told him that story, like, ever.
I'd like to say to the white supremacists listening, I had nothing to do with that story. Just a moderator, guys. Just a moderator.
Now I'm going to get all kinds of, like, ex-white supremacist fan mail. Like, I love black girls.
Girl. Yeah.
Now I gotta ask, Christy, Aaron, have you guys done anything like that before? Because you jumped on her side real fast, like no hesitation. Like, yeah, fake MySpace profile, ruin a life. Yeah, no problem, all the time.
Well, I was just like, I guess I was nodding more in the like, yeah, it's easy. I feel like to just, I would think it would be easy to just create something online. But was genius.
So
I wouldn't know how to.
Craziest thing you've done to an ex.
Craziest. I'm such a wiener. I don't
really
do. I don't know. I don't do. I did like the
guy that I dated for like a very short time. Like, I dated this guy that I met in, we met doing improv for kids in children's hospitals, which is like, you know, what a sweet way to meet someone. And, but he was just so boring and we just didn't like really hit it off. And then I met the guy that I was dating before I met Mark. And, he was just like fun and exciting and whatever. And I was immediately like, yeah, I would rather date him. And so like, I tried to do it the nice way of right. like.
She was the guy who, the crazy guy, not the guy who helps sick children.
Yeah, no, trust me. You know from the other podcast, I don't make healthy decisions.
Right.
But so I, you know, just tried to tell him. I like called him or, you know, I did it over the phone. I was just like, you know, I just don't feel like we have a connection and, you know, but I would love to remain friends and all that stuff. And, he was like, okay. And he was like super cool about it. Like 2 days later, he calls me and he's just like, I need to meet with you in person to talk about this. And I'm like, and I'm so like uncomfortable, but I'm like, okay, sure. So I meet him at Starlight, actually, because
gross.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
where all serious business should take place.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And he just like he's like sitting there, and it was like really nice. He like had gotten the drink that I drink for me, and it was sitting there, and I was kind of like, I'm scared to drink it, because I'm like, what's going on? First, I want to know what's going on. And he was just like, I just want to talk to you because everything was going really great and I don't understand. The only explanation I could come up with in the past 2 days while I've been thinking about it is that there's someone else. Yeah. So just tell me if there's someone else. And I'm so like, I didn't want to, I don't know why I felt like it would hurt his feelings less if I didn't say like, well, yeah, there's someone else I want to date. But really the thing is it was just like,
right.
We just weren't, you know, like, I don't know. It just, there wasn't excitement. It wasn't happening. And,
she just said, it's not about the new guy. It's just the new guy reminds me how much I don't want to be with you.
Right. Which I didn't word like that. I was just like, no, I just don't feel like the connection. He's like, I know that that's not true. I need you to tell me. Like, and it just like was like, and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go because I just feel like I'm not going to be able to give you the answer that you're looking for. And honestly, like, it's just at the end of the day, it's just over. So.
Right.
So he follows me to like walking out, follows me to like get in my car, and he's going like, just like, he's like yelling at me now in the parking lot. Like, just tell me that it's somebody else. Just like, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going. I apologize. He grabs me and kisses me.
Ew. Oh,
and I like push him off of me and I'm like.
I was almost on his side for a second.
I know.
The following and screaming and molesting.
Yeah, and I like push him off of me and I'm like, I'm sorry. I am leaving now. And he was just like, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Come back inside. Let's talk. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I like got back in my car and left. And he like wrote me one Facebook message like apologizing. And then he deleted me from Facebook. Like, you know, when you delete someone and you can't find them. Like, cause I was like, oh, he's, but, so I felt bad, but I was like, I'm trying to be nice and not just most people, when you've only dated for like a few weeks, you just disappear. That's what most people do, is you just cut them especially off, you disappear. You.
He was devastated until he met a business major online from Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, sorry about that.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.